The spectacle of armed cowboys seizing a wildlife center is over. There'll be trials now, but the main event moves off center stage, with the majority of the country wondering, what the heck was that all about? Well, it's a movement to privatize federal land. Some large cattle ranches still exist as they did in the late 1800s, but now those ranchers apply those hard-won lessons about overgrazing, water management, and soil conservation. The ranchers have their cattle graze on the public land that surrounds the home property. The Taylor Grazing Act of 1934 created this system, with permits sold to the ranchers for low grazing fees. These fees average $1.69 per animal per month. Privately owned grazing land rents for whatever the market will bear, and it's often $20 per animal per month. So the BLM fees are a bargain, but the rancher is renting the land and has to follow the rules of the landlord, and some of them resent that. Likewise, miners who hunt minerals have to follow the rules of the BLM, and some of them resent that too. The BLM has to deal with all of the interests, recreation use like camping, fishing, hunting, and environmental concerns such as protecting endangered species. And all of that may conflict with the ranchers and the miners or any other private development. That's where this movement to privatize federal land comes from. These people would sell this amazing resource to the highest bidder. If that happens, imagine what we would lose, the least of which is recreational access. The big thing that comes to my mind is control of our water resources and the snowpack in the mountains. Do you want it owned by someone like Ted Turner? He already holds 2 million acres in Montana. The Mormon Church? They want it. They already own a lot of Utah. You want it owned by anonymous Chinese corporations? But that's who wants to buy that land. A Utah senator said it best, privatizing federal lands, it's like having your hands on the lever of a modern-day Louisiana Purchase. We can't allow this. We'd be throwing away our children's birthright. I'm Lynn Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.